Okay, the time is 10:11 a.m. We'll go ahead and call the meeting to order. Preliminary action items are approval of the agenda. Is there a motion to approve?
Approve.
Thank
Second.
you. All in favor?
Aye.
Next, we're on to conflict of interest disclosures. Does anyone have additional conflict of interest disclosures they need to make in advance of this meeting?
No. Nope.
Okay. Next, we're on to public comment. Seeing no members of the public present, we'll turn to the action items. Are there any comments or changes on the minutes from November 13th? Otherwise, a motion to approve.
Motion to approve. Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Then we'll turn it over to Brendan to talk to you about your financial statements.
All right. So Megan, it looks like I'm restricted from sharing my screen. I just
Oh.
sent a request to be able to do that.
Okay. I've also got them in the packet if that's helpful.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, do you mind let's if we could go to the actually the last page.
Sure.
It's kind of weird. I always start at the bottom.
Yeah, no problem.
Because that's where all the magic happens. That's where all the action is that people really care about. And then we flow up to the other stuff.
Yeah.
All right. So the agenda for this meeting is fairly light, as you've noted. Really, the primary thing is the presentation of the financial statements. Really, from a district standpoint, each quarter, the board is responsible for reviewing quarterly financials and reviewing quarterly expenditures. We don't have any expenditures to date, so there's nothing on the agenda for that. But we do have for you your fourth quarter financial statements for the Slate Canyon Public Infrastructure District. So these are our year-end financial statements. This just for additional information, these financial statements and the accounting records, we will go through an audit process. So these are unaudited right now, year-end. But over the next few months, we will engage with the auditor. They will get audited, and then there will be an audit report. The expected timing of that is to meet the statutory deadline of June 30th. So anticipate no later than June 30th, you'll have that final audit for the 2025 fiscal year. But let's take a look at where you're at year-end for 2025. So on the screen, you all can see the Capital Projects Fund. So this is really where the bond proceeds come in and those funds are available. The far left column you can see is the 2025 budget. The next column to the right of that is our actual through December 31st, 2025. So in looking through the actuals, we'll look at that other sources and uses first. You can see the bond issuance as was issued, and then the associated cost of that bond issuance, and then there's a transfer to the debt service fund. And the total there, the bond proceeds of nearly $2.3 million after the bond issuance costs and the debt service funds, the actual remaining amounts in the capital projects fund is $1,484,468. Now, those funds are in interest-bearing accounts, and so if you look up under revenues, you can see that there's $4,034 that have been earned on those monies. But what you'll note is the expenditures, the capital outlay, it's zero. So to date, the district has not processed any requisitions. But once we do, you'll see those monies hit that capital outlay line item. What this tells us, if you look at the bottom, the ending fund balance, the district has, as of December 31st, $1,488,502 available for reimbursement to the developer. So as Austin is processing those invoices and getting those costs, anything at or above those funds available, we'll be able to repay and use these bond proceeds to pay you all. All right. So any questions on the Capital Projects Fund? All right. So let's move up one page to the debt service fund. Same format, but this is the debt service fund. This is where the monies flow through to repay the bonds. We'll be repaying those bonds over a number of years. The story that these financial statements tell us in the other sources and uses section there in the middle. There was that transfer from the Capital Projects Fund, and those are the monies that are set aside as a debt service reserve, but also as capitalized interest, which is the monies that are used to pay the interest on the bonds until such time that the property taxes are available to start making those bond payments. So we see that transfer of that money in. Again, interest-bearing account. So up at the top, you can see nearly $1,500 of interest to date on those monies that are in the accounts. But under the expenditures, you will note that there are no expenditures for 2025. Our first bond payments will be made in 2026, and so there's nothing spent to date here. And then, if you wouldn't mind, Megan, moving up to the next fund. And here we have our general fund. Now, the general fund is where we have our general administrative costs. Same format, budget, and then the next column, the actuals. So, looking at that actual column, you can see total expenditures to date are $22,861. I say to date. For the fiscal year 2025, $22,861 spent, well within budget, much to what we would have expected, given the timing of the bond issuance, et cetera. Because the district doesn't yet have its own self-sufficient funding source from property taxes, there is a developer advance, would be a total of $22,861 to fund and pay for those costs. Again, those will go on a note and are payable back to the developer in future as funds become available. But that is the activity that we have for 2025. Any questions? All right, wonderful. That is the financial presentation I have for you today.
Okay, can we have a motion to accept the unaudited financial statements?
Accept. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, it's a new year, so it's a new reminder to complete your annual trustee training that you probably just completed, but now get to do again. So there's a link in the meeting packet. Send us those certificates as they become available. Is there any other business the board wishes to take up today? Anything you have questions about? Okay, we will wait to hear from Austin and Brendan when costs are certified and able to be accepted at a meeting. Otherwise, we will plan to see you at your Q2 meeting to review Q1 financial statements. Hope you all are off to a great 2026 start. Be well. Thanks so much for your time.
All right, thank you.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
everyone.